Remo saw the punch coming before the guard had made the decision. The fist landed in Remo's waiting hand. Remo began squeezing.
No, Papa Boy!
Where's my father?
I do not know. He was there.
Tell the truth and keep your hand.
I tell the truth. I do.
Here comes the cavalry.
Remo put the guard down with the heel of his hand to the point of the man's jaw and turned to meet the newcomers. Soldiers came in with rifles and sidearms, muzzles up, and questing. They took all of 3 seconds to scrutinize the room. Before they knew it, Remo was among them. His palm connected with one face that left eggshell fractures behind the skin. 2 bayonet-tipped muzzles drove for his stomach. Remo snapped the blades cleanly with chops of his hands and took hold of the muzzles. They came together with an abrupt force that cold welded them into a long sealed pipe. Remo stepped back as fingers squeezed triggers. With a look of fierce concentration on his face, the last standing officer was busy trying to fix Remo in his gun sights. Every time the trigger started back, Remo slithered out of the way with practiced ease. Each maneuver brought Remo closer to his target. The target, thinking his weapon gave him the clear advantage over an unarmed man, never realized that. Not even when it was too late. The soldier lost the top of his head when his own bullet came out of the muzzle that was suddenly tucked under his hard jaw. He dropped, still clutching the weapon with which he had committed inadvertent suicide. Remo spun and went to the cell, smacking the lock with the heel of his hand. The old mechanism shattered, and the barred door came open. The cell was empty, just a hard cot and cracked porcelain toilet. But the air held a scent he had come to know, his father's leathery odor.
My Humvee.
Jumping into the street, Remo was just in time to catch a glimpse of someone very tall driving his Humvee, dragging a funnel of arid dust behind. Through the dust, he thought he recognized a thick head of lustrous black hair.
Sonny Joe.
Remo was in motion. The Humvee was accelerating, but so was he. His feet dug into the dirt of the road, propelling him forward with graceful, pumping steps. A soldier jumped out into the street and took aim at Sonny Joe. The side of Remo's hand went through the man's neck, and when the head jumped off the newly created stump, the rest of the soldier lost all interest in working his rifle. Remo raced on. If there were any more soldiers intent on trying their luck, they developed other plans as Remo caught up with the Humvee.
Hey! Sonny Joe! Wait up!
What are you doing here?
I came to bail you out!
I bailed myself out, dammit!
You stop it?